You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk. Welcome to this issue of the podcast. Today I've got an interesting one because I want to talk about artificial intelligence. And for those of you that have been around me for any length of time or that work with me will know that I don't necessarily believe that AI is the panacea that we think it is, for lots of reasons. And as soon as we move over to what they call AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, and that starts to become a bit more complicated, I think we're going to see a shift in terms of how much now this is implemented within the systems that we're all trying to work with. But I want to view AI as a tool for small business owners. And one of the things I have done and want to do more of is to explain and show how we use AI in a practical way in small businesses. And I'm going to talk about one of those practical ways today because I think it's really important. So we all know that as business owners, we face problems that we're trying to solve on a day-to-day basis. And that could be a problem in relation to business finances or management of stock on staff or HR issues or business development and marketing issues, because we have to be good at all of that stuff in order to survive. And I don't believe that any one of us is able to do all of that. And when I'm working with company directors, you know, once you get sort of approaching the sort of £1 million a year turnover and above, it starts to become a little bit convoluted, and we need teams of people to be able to pull stuff together and get shit done, basically. And one of the things we normally end up doing is outsourcing it. We'll have perhaps an outsourced HR, or perhaps we'll have an outsourced legal department, or we have outsourced marketing and web development, e-commerce. And but one of the things that AI is really good at is collating information and bringing stuff together to be able to use that as an extended database, if you like, that's also able to analyse itself and analyse data. You can ask it questions, and we do this all the time with all of the AI models, whether it's ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever one it is you're working with and using. You can interact with it, and very often we end up using that like a search engine rather than as a valuable tool. But what I've started to do for my own stuff is to collate information about management techniques and marketing and businesses, and I've taken a whole series of blocks of content that's been produced by Richard Branson, that's been produced by Alan Sugar, and collated this all into a big AI space which is controlled by me on my machine. So it's effectively a big database of management and sales and marketing information, as well as bringing together various online sources in relation to business development and idea generation and copywriting. And I've pulled that together all in one place. Now basically what it allows me to do is it allows me to interrogate, ask questions, and get ideas from my own content that I've collated. So rather than having to ring the accountant, or rather than having to ring the marketing guy, or speak to your sales business development guy, we've got stuff in-house on hand that you can chat with and mull over ideas to see what will work and what won't work. And you can do this all on your own machine without actually outsourcing it. And this is a really valuable way of using AI to develop where you are, where you want to be, and the path between the two. Very often you'll find a shorter path than the one you wanted to take. Now, I'm not saying that produces all of the answers that you could have or should have, but what it will do is it will give you some answers, and it'll give you answers on your terms, and it will give you answers based on the information you feed it. And you can go back as far as you want, or you can bring as up to date as you want. So for example, if you've got a particularly good sales podcast, you can download that podcast, drop that into your AI model. Your AI model will transcribe it on the fly. Really interesting stuff. Transcribe it on the fly and drop the text into your tool, your AI tool. You can then converse with that any time you want on your phone if necessary. It doesn't have to be online or on the cloud. But basically gives you a feed, and you can have many of these. You can have it one for marketing, one for sales and business development, one for idea generation, one for product development, product idea generation. And it starts to become a really valuable set of tools that you can use, that your team can use, and you can start to drag yourself into the future based on stuff that's already proven to work, stuff that's already out there. Anyway, if you're stuck with any of this or want to pull some of this together, then please don't hesitate to get in touch.
You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk.